Yes?
Mr. Garden on 9-1.
You calling me?
I did, Mr. President. I got Elmer Stotts on the phone with me. We're ready to go now with the papers on the the budget amendment for Tom Bigbee and Kaysinger. But before we bring it over to you to sign, I thought I'd inquire as to whether you've decided whether you want to do anything on the Arkansas. There's a good argument if you decide to move on the Arkansas for incorporating it in the same package. We can just catch the House committee on the Arkansas, whereas if we hold it for a few days more, it'll have to go to the Senate. Now, I suspect that the Senate is going to put the money in for the Arkansas anyway, the real question is whether the House will take it in conference. Now, you know, our view still is that we see no reason on the merits to put in more money for the Arkansas, but of course there's the problem with Senator McClellan and Monroney. The amount, Elmer has been talking to the chief engineers. The lowest figure we can get out of him, Mr. President, is $12 million. This, he claims, is a rock-bottom figure for keeping the Arkansas on the 1970 schedule. He thinks if it went any lower than that, he could not convince the local people that, in fact, he's keeping it on a 1970 schedule.
Or the Appropriations Committee, either. He'd be willing to take the gamble on it with $12 million, but he doesn't think that.
Why don't we just ride that one a few days? Because that comes out of our contingency and we're running out of money.
We are indeed. Well, I just wanted you to know, Mr. President, that if we hold it, we probably can't make the House bill. We'd then have to send it to the Senate.
Well, that's all right.
It's certainly all right with me. The real problem, of course, is in the House. Everybody expects that the Senate committee will add the money anyway. Whether or not you ask for it.
If you wanted to do it, Mr. President, to get the credit on it, it'd be some advantage of having it go to the House, because Orrin Harris and Trimble and all the boys there have been pushing very hard for it, too. They've more or less elected Monroney and McClellan to kind of take the leadership on this forum, but we could send it to the Senate, and that would, of course, help hold it in the country.
I'm afraid if we break through on Arkansas, we'll break through on a bunch of others.
Yes, indeed. So are we, Mr. President.
And that's why I'd rather wait. If we send it to Senate.
Uh-huh. Well, very good, then. We'll hold off, and we'll send the papers right over, which do not include the Arkansas, but just Kaysinger and Tom Bigbee.
And that's all reprogramming.
That's all reprogramming. Yes, sir. That does
break. You can't find any $12 million to reprogram, can you?
No, it can't be done. It's pretty tight budget.
Did Mike Bundy talk to you, Kermit, about Janie Whitten's suggestion about a contingency reserve in the Foreign Aid Act?
No, he did not, Mr. President.
He said that many years ago, John Rankin used to always add something to his REA appropriation every time he'd come out with it.
Yes.
And it's very embarrassing to him because it made him look like he wasn't for REA. Said he finally talked to the budget director and they came up with a gimmick that they would put so much in a contingency reserve that didn't count against the budget, subject to the budget director's approval. And when they ran out of the regular money, they could go to the contingency reserve, but the budget director would have to approve it instead of the REA.
That's the way we still do it with REA, Mr. President. We still have that arrangement, but I'm afraid it does count in the budget. I mean, it's a regular appropriation, except that the REA administrator can't commit it without making a case to the budget director, and the budget director has to release it.
Well, he suggests that we do the same thing with foreign aid.
We do it for REA and Farmers Home now.
He says put it in for REA and he can get us 2 or 3 votes.
It does count against the budget. Initially, when it first started several years ago, they did not charge it against the budget down there. But now, in the last 3 or 4 years, Clarence Cannon started charging it against the budget, even though it was appropriated, subject to release by the budget director.
Well, we don't care, but he says that's the way to beat Passman.
If this would help, it'd be worth it.
It'd be very easy to do. As you know, Mr. President, there is in the regular foreign aid budget a reserve, an emergency reserve. I forget what they call it, but we could certainly earmark that for use only with the concurrence of the budget director.
Let's consider putting $500 in the contingency reserve. Approval only of the use of the budget director, and tell him that'd be satisfactory.
Very good.
I'd just soon you approve his day of bail.
Very good. I'm sure we'd